So my name's Richard Holmwood. I'm one of the local community sergeants who works in the northwest of Edinburgh. Tonight we're out in Drylor in support of Operation Soteria, which is the division's response to some of the antisocial behaviour which we've experienced in the north of Edinburgh, particularly related to motorcycle misuse in and around Drylor and the local environment.
And just now we're out in the one of the police cars. I mean, tell us what we're doing just now. We're out kind of showing a presence to the local community, is that right?
That's right. So we've got officers out tonight in marked vehicles, non-marked vehicles, plain clothes and high-vis. And the two purposes of that, first of all, we want to make sure that we're visible to the people in the community here who've been really great in supporting us with lots of information coming through. We want to show that we're listening to them, we're acting on it, and we're here to support them. The other side of it is that we're also here to deter those who would seek to cause harm within our community. Hopefully by having a visible presence, that'll help keep people safe and prevent people from participating in criminal activity. But by the same token, we've also got those officers out who are in unmarked vehicles and in plain clothes, so that where people do choose to break the law, we've got the best chance possible of bringing them to a prosecution.
How do you respond to an incident? I know every incident can be different, but how do you tend to approach disorder on motorbikes?
Yeah, like you say, every incident's different and it depends very much on what's being done. Where people are engaging in, shall we say, antisocial driving practices, obviously we'll seek to engage with them positively, we'll seek to get them stopped, provide advice, and if there are crimes that have been committed, then take action on them. If it's the case that we've got someone who is more intent, shall we say, on serious disorder, we'll still go through those same practices. If it becomes quite clear that they're not going to stop their vehicle, then we need to make a decision as to whether or not it's safe to continue in terms of a pursuit or whether or not we need to use other options. We have our colleagues from the council here with mobile CCTV. There's fixed site CCTV, which we'll use to gather evidence with the intention of having retrospective prosecutions if that's what's required. And we've also got access to things like the force helicopter, which we can use as well, which can then monitor things like crimes in progress, which we can use as part of the case which we'll build later.
And even just from this week alone, there's already been quite a lot of progress in the area, hasn't there?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The operation that we've been running over the course of the last week has seen 41 arrests take place, which is a hugely high number. And again, I've got to bring that back to the really valuable information that's been passed through by the local community. Without that, we really are fighting with one hand behind our back. We've recovered 7 stolen motorbikes and another stolen car. And as we do that, we're not just taking on those people who've committed the crime, but we're gathering information and we're building that into our response. So everything we do is intelligence driven, and as we go, we learn from the deposition sites, the criminals who are committing offences, and we can start to target our resources even more effectively.
Unfortunately, when we were in the briefing, we heard a little bit more about some of the sinister side of going out here and showing that presence. I know in particular a few weekends ago that there was a police car or a two police cars targeted. I mean, does that change what you guys do or how you approach this?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we were absolutely committed in our resolve to take this on in the first place, and it's important to recognise that from our perspective, an attack on our police officers is an attack on the community. Ultimately, that's who we're here to protect, and the vast majority of the people that live in this area support what we're doing. They want to see us being effective, and when people then take that sort of fight directly to us and to our door, to our vehicles, then all it does is redouble that resolve.
And I know it can be quite tricky sometimes in areas. There's little nooks and crannies that people can go in with bikes, and sometimes it's about you can hear the bikes, but you can't always see them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And if you watch the calls as they come through from members of the public, they've not always seen them. It is that sort of popping of the accelerator or the scream of the engine as it goes by. We're sitting here in a, I think this is an Astra. It can't go down all the footpaths and alleyways that, say, a motorcycle can, and that's part of the challenge. Similarly, when you're out on patrol, you will always end up finding yourself going down streets again and again. But there are millions of different footpaths and alleyways that exist in and around the north and west of Edinburgh. And our challenge there, and particularly with the help of the public, is to identify those that are being used regularly so that we can then start to police them effectively.
And we know that this is a minority of the community. Obviously, North Edinburgh is a fantastic, diverse community, but there are a small number of individuals that are causing this disruption. Those individuals, they kind of have no barriers as to the lengths they go to get out on these motorbikes and to cause this disorder.
I think with a lot of people that we're dealing with, you're dealing at times with people who perceive that they don't really have that many other options. You're quite often dealing with people who, for whatever reason, aren't engaging with the rest of society in the way that most of us normally would. They're seeking their own thrills in their own ways. A lot of them are doing it for their own reasons. And it does end up putting other people in danger. it's got to be our response. It has got to be part of, if you like, a whole systems approach. Yes, of course we'll look to catch people who have committed crimes. Of course we'll look to report them to the courts, and then they'll seek to either engage them in diversion or punishment as they see fit. But we're also looking to engage with these people in other ways, to try and get in with these kids, to try and offer them an opportunity to have a more productive future, and just really make the point that there is more out there than what you're doing now.
But I guess the hope is overall, with these extra resources and extra officers coming in, this can be a step forward into kind of tackling the issue and making the presence felt.
That's right, and the best way of stopping these kind of things from happening is stopping them getting on the back of a bike in the first place. So we want to be in those sites where we know they're taking bikes from. We want to be there to stop them from doing it in the first place. And hopefully if they see us out and about, they get to engage with us, then they'll actually get to learn that little bit more about the consequences of their behaviour and actually choose to do the right thing. And then that brings down to a very small number of people who we actually have to take action on.